Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me today, Tim Cahal and Josie Schmidt with the Johnson County Family YMCA. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Camp 307. What is Camp 307?
Well, I'm glad you asked, and thanks for having us, Brady. So Camp 307, we're really excited about. This is our new imagined after-school summer camp programming, really focusing on utilizing the Bighorns, creating good stewards of the land by using what we have here. So what we really want to do is take kids out and give them the experiences that we never had or wish that we had more of in doing so. The program is going to be week-long camps. These camps are going to really dive into learning the art of whatever it is you're wanting to do. We're doing fly fishing, mountain biking, rod building, photography, sketching, backcountry basics, winter and summer. Yep. You know, thinking you get out there in high school, down the road, you break down your snow machine. How do you survive to get out? We want everyone to understand these things and create the passion for just being in the Bighorns. Mm-hmm. So the camps will be hour and a half after school or a couple hours in the morning or evening of summer to go through and learn how to change your tube, how to clean your chain, how to maintain your bike, go down to the creek, see what bugs are hatching. How do you make that fly to entice the fish? Learning about the hydrology in the water that helps those fish go to biting. After you go through those 4 days of each thing, then we're spend a whole day or half day trip out enjoying the newfound wisdom that we gained.
And who is this camp for? Can I sign up?
Right? We're starting out with 3rd through 8th grade. We're putting it out to Cloud Peak and Clear Creek to see where the interest levels lie grade-wise. That's a really good group to work with there. And then from there, we'll scale up older, younger. I envision mother, daughter, father, son, mm-hmm. trips down the road.
Very cool. And kind of what brought this idea on?
This has been something we've been talking about for quite some time now. In fact, we've been in the process of this for a year. Tim Miner, our CEO, has got a big history with outdoor products and loves the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I myself am a climber, mountain biker, fisherman, have always loved these things. And we started thinking, how do we get more kids off their devices and out into the hills really enjoying this? So through many, many conversations, we landed on Camp 307.
And you also landed on Josie Schmidt, who's going to be heading up this program. Josie, tell us a little bit about what kind of excited you about Camp 307.
Yeah, well, I had just like recently moved to the Buffalo area, and you know, I love the outdoors. I worked at a ranch for a summer and just really wanted to stay in Wyoming. So I had friends that were living in the Buffalo area, and they showed me the Bighorns. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And living in Minnesota, I worked as a naturalist doing outdoor education with kids. And I was like, man, it'd be really cool if we could do that here. And there really isn't anything like that here. So when I was talking to Tim, I walked into the Y and like talking to Tim, and he's like, hey, I have this really cool idea for Camp 307. I was like, no way, because this is exactly what I was thinking when I moved here, is how great could this could be for, you know, kids to have that opportunity and that connection to the natural world and the mountains, you know, through that fly fishing experience, learning about the bugs and things that live there, not only going to fly fishing, but this other side of, oh, learning about the stream health as well. And so they kind of have the citizen science aspect to it, of taking care of the environment, but also having the outdoors and the activity as well. So that's what really got me excited about this Camp 307 program, and just the future and potential that this program has, from working with kids to also getting those parents out there too with the kids as well. So,
well, it's apparent talking to you that you are actually very excited about this.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And that's awesome. How can kids register for this? How do they go about that?
So this next coming Monday, October 29th at the Y in the Park from 4 to 6 is our free preview day. Come one, come all. We're going to have the gear out. We'll have all the flyers with really detailed information of what each day is going to look like. And then the information list where you can put down your contact info, say, hey, I want to be a part of this one, all of them, whatever, and then you'll go on that list to be contacted further for all the camps popping up. Another thing that I didn't mention before, but we're really excited about, is once you've been through the week-long camp, we'll have one-off adventure days. You know, reaching out to that alumni that's been through and say, hey, the weather's beautiful on Friday, first 10 people here, we're jumping in the van, and we're heading somewhere cool to go fishing, to go riding, whatever that is for the day. Gets all of us out doing more.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think I heard you say earlier that this isn't just during the school year, this is a year-round
Absolutely.
Program. Yep.
Yeah, we envision that down the road we'll be running these quite regularly, and there could be a couple going at the same time. I picture, you know, in the summer, maybe we have fly fishing going in the morning while the weather's cool and the fish are biting, and we spend the afternoon riding the bikes. So.
Very cool. And you mentioned coming up this Monday of next week, the 29th, is the intro to the program. That's where people can show up and you can kind of tell them about it, explain what the program is, and kind of gauge interest.
Absolutely. They can all come down and share in our excitement.
Excellent. All right. Talking with Tim Cahal and Josie Schmidt about Camp 307, a new after-school program for 3rd through 8th graders at the Johnson County Family YMCA. And remember to show up next Monday, the 29th, for their intro to the program. And where is that going to be at?
At the Y in the Park.
All right. At the Y in the Park. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned right here, KBBS.